Hi everyone, welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it's that time for a relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's jump right in. I'm excited to have Chrissy O'Hara, Vice President of Dealer Sales for Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, on our new monthly learning series, Unjaded for the Road Forward. Chrissy, I couldn't wait to have this discussion with you today because I think our viewers and listeners will not only get a ton out of it, but I think it's something that can really help move the needle as far as extra revenue opportunities, not just now, but well into the future. You bring such an expertise in this area. So welcome, Chrissy.
Well, thank you, Jade. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm excited about this conversation today. So thank you for having me.
Well, as am I. So I'm going to start out by saying today, I'd love to take a 360-degree look at the difference distance retailing can make for our clients. I'm a firm believer that ultimate success in today's automotive environment requires some level of mastery across traditional brick-and-mortar retailing, digital and e-commerce retailing, and distance retailing. And so by distance retailing, I mean driving more vehicle sales by selling outside of your local market. And I see real opportunities here for dealers for building incremental revenue. So, Chrissy, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on how this has evolved over the last few years. What do you see happening in the current landscape as to why this has become almost normal for both consumers and dealers versus previously just focusing locally or within, you know, maybe a 25-mile radius of their store? What are some of the things you've seen that have led to this shift?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is really, you know, consumers have gotten used to a simple, convenient customer experience no matter what they're buying. If you think back, like during COVID times with inventory constraints, you know, consumers had to. If a local dealer didn't have a car that they were looking for, they had to continue to search out. And even if they didn't buy a car during this time, this inventory constraint theme was, it was across many big ticket items, right? So boats, RVs, motorcycles, houses, you name it, majority of consumers experienced it. And so during that time, consumers gained more confidence in the process of buying things from further away to find what they wanted, and also became more comfortable with more of that process happening online. So that's, you know, it's a part of the big shift that we're seeing. And, you know, if you kind of step back and think about it, you know, for a dealer, opening up sales opportunities outside the local market is a game changer. It's something that I've talked about with dealers across the industry for the past couple of years. You know, it's a crucial strategy because you're able to expand your sales territory to reach more transaction-ready buyers, and you can do it without having to add additional physical locations. You know, and that is, you know, that's a shift happening in itself, Jade, right? We used to see a lot of dealers adding multiple, you know, used car locations, and that trend has started to change. And now we're seeing dealers really go forward with physical locations because there's so many benefits to doing that. And so those are some of the big things that have shifted. And honestly, it's a win-win for the consumer side as well, because consumers get the car that they want. If, you know, if you have it, no matter where you are, you make it easy for them and the experience that they're looking for, including, you know, transparent pricing, they're open to buy it from you. So this shift is really beneficial for both consumers and dealers.
Yes. And, you know, we are on the front end of the emergence of the first buyer's market that we have seen in a really long time. And so whether our audience is a dealer or even an OEM, which, of course, is much more complex of a conversation with franchise agreement implications and PMA boundaries. But as dealers embrace digital and distance retailing or not, their competitors are reaching into their backyard, and your competitors in your own market are stretching outside of it. So now your direct competition is playing this way, which means that operations and lead working practices, response times, communication quality of content, consumer experience stakes couldn't be higher than they are right now. And so whether you think you're playing in this space or not, it's impacting your business, and you're either winning or losing market share with every decision that you make or don't make in today's ever-changing environment. And it's, you know, it's really an opportunity or an obstacle, and it's up to every dealer to make that decision as to which one it's going to be for their business. So Chrissy, I love that you mentioned that if dealers make it easy for consumers and offer the car, the pricing, and the experience that the consumer's after, that today's shoppers are willing to buy a car outside of their market. Can you share some insight into what brought shoppers to this consideration and what this means for dealers?
Yeah, and it kind of all goes back to what we were saying around the past, you know, couple of years and in the experiences that shoppers have had. But, you know, when you think about outside of the inventory constraint side of it, you know, shoppers are used to being able to quickly and easily research any kind of purchase really from their home or work. You know, it's the Amazon experience of buying what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. It's no longer new. It's become the norm. And we see that now across many big ticket purchases. You know, more and more consumers expect that same ease and convenience when it comes to these bigger ticket items now, like buying a car. You know, if you think about these different shopping experiences, one of the key elements consumers are coming to expect is offering home delivery, whether that you're in their local area or live far away. And that kind of goes back to that Amazon experience of what I want, when I want it, and how I want it. And so that's definitely something that our dealers really need to give some consideration to, especially when you think about the average search distance is now over 160 miles for consumers. So it is no longer, you know, Jade, you'd mentioned 25 miles early on in the conversation. That's not the norm anymore today. And so dealers have to really make a shift in how they're going to, you know, present their inventory, how they're going to do that, and how they're going to service these clients. So not only does it give a prospective buyer more options when they're looking at a larger radius, but it gives dealers more opportunities to move inventory and acquire the right trades. So I think about it, Jade, you know, the question is, if car buyers aren't limiting where they purchase, why should dealers limit where they sell?
You got it. Well said. You know, the physical brick and mortar store requirements and overhead and expensive staffing were such blockers for expanding into new market areas historically that dealers didn't even consider pump in, pump out, especially like in the used side of their business, reach. Distant shoppers were willing to travel as they were making decisions on their business strategy related to volume and profitability. But now with the products that are out there, the shift in consumer behavior and comfort in a more home-based purchase, or at least for the research and discovery portions of that experience with the amount of information consumers have at their fingertips, anybody can do this. And so I have a question for you around something you just mentioned in your last response. If car shoppers are willing to go outside of their usual market area to buy a car, why would dealers limit their sales territory? You know, I personally see this to be a game changer for almost every dealer partner that puts the effort into developing the internal processes using this strategy, especially in today's times where we all really need to lean into these additional revenue streams. And we even have some dealers making delivery and those at-home concierge experiences additional revenue streams for their organization. An at-home signing, at-home delivery, and technology review consultation, and more. And I know Auto Trader has a few solutions that help dealers sell cars outside of their market. Can you share a little bit of not only why these products were developed, but also some of the successes that you're seeing, and maybe a few things for dealers to consider that have this as a potential for one of those revenue streams of the future for their business?
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of touched on it already, Jade, but you know, we saw this opportunity for our dealer partners based on the shifted consumer behaviors. And so we began working on additional distance retailing tools that would achieve both the dealer and the consumer demands. The first is Market Extension Essential. This is a hot product for Auto Trader dealers. And honestly, it's a really easy first step into expanding a dealer's sales reach. And so for those reasons, you know, it has been topic of conversation. At NADA, this was something that we talked a lot about with our clients. Kind of to tell you how it works is it expands a dealer's search radius by listing inventory in surrounding markets where there's a limited search results for that shopper search criteria. So I know that was a mouthful. So let me give a real world example. So, you know, I live in 48626 and I'm looking for a black Cadillac ESV, you know, 2022-23 under 50,000 miles. And my search results pops up two that are in my area. What'll happen now if other dealers are on the solution and have expanded into my radius is their inventory will now populate and give me that at-home delivery option for these additional cars. So instead of me getting 2 in my search result, you know, I'll get 15 and really have some selection to go after. And so, you know, that's one of those scenarios where you talk about putting the right vehicle at the right time. This is a market that needs that inventory, and dealers are dropping in there. And so I can provide you with a list of successes. This product is one of those that you turn it on and dealers are, you know, sharing successes with you. But what I'll tell you is it really boils down to profitability, right? So if you're thinking about moving a car quicker or, inventory costs related to floor planning, all of those things, it really boils down to profitability. And right now that is such a hot topic with our dealers as they work really hard to hold on to that higher profitability that they've experienced over the past few years. And that's one of the reasons as dealers have tried this product, they've seen success quickly with it and really started to ask for more, which is why you saw at NADA that we also started to pilot some additional solutions that we feel we can help solve some more of these additional pain points.
Yes, margin compression is real and it's here and it is top of mind for every automotive client across every segment and even the lenders and near endemic partners that I speak to on a regular basis. And, you know, I often sound like a broken record, but as we enter this buyer's market and what has to be a push mentality for our clients, yeah. Incrementality and market share are key components and key metrics that every dealer and OEM must be measuring and focusing on daily because it's a moving target. The market is very dynamic right now. And so I know at NADA, when I was in the Cox Automotive Village, the hot topics at the Auto Trader booth were new car boost and the beta version of intelligent market extension. Every dealer was not only interested, but already had some level of proficiency across the distance retailing spectrum, but they all wanted to be one of the first in because those progressive innovators see yeah. the market share opportunity that's knocking at their front door. So share a little bit for those that don't know what those products are or the new opportunities that they create for a dealership.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned it, Jay, distance retailing has become such a popular additional business and revenue strategy that we knew there was a lot more that we could do to help our dealers and help consumers find the vehicles that they're looking for. So we were releasing a new version of Market Extension called Intelligent Market Extension. And this allows dealers to list inventory markets without the requirement of having limited search results. So in that scenario I gave with the Escalade, you know, if that local market would have had 15 to display, you know, those distance retailing vehicles would not have displayed offering home delivery. So in this scenario, it's really about putting the right vehicle in the right market, even if there isn't a shortage. And I'll yeah. kind of share a little bit more detail on that. This is a really big game changer because this allows us to look at vehicle on an individual basis, VIN by VIN, and provide a recommendation on where that vehicle is going to, you know, sell the fastest, sell for the most money, and really help our dealers get strategic. The market has shifted from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And so far in our pilot, we see this technology solution is reducing time on site by 63% when we look at the same year make models across all markets. So, you know, that is huge when you think back to what we talked about reducing floor plan expenses, increasing gross, and by reaching transactional ready buyers and improving the overall profitability. I kind of look at it like two levels, right? Like the Market Extension Essential is such a good core product. It really gives dealers the opportunity to start trying something new, don't really have to change a lot of processes. It doesn't take a lot of management oversight of it. It's really fantastic, especially because you can start out small. You can start your radius out small and then grow as you become more comfortable and build processes in place. This is kind of like that next level for some of our advanced dealers where really before the only other option we had is we could say, okay, Mr. Dealer, well, you know, you seem to be performing well in Atlanta. We could drop some vehicles in Atlanta, but it wasn't bin specific. And now the fact that we can get very, very granular and bin specific and put a dealer's inventory one by one in different markets, it's really a game changer. And we are super excited to bring this product to full GA.
It is. It is a smart listing. I remember, I think, writing that on a whiteboard, Chrissy, like 8 years ago when we were doing all these value strategy exercises. But you know, that managing the strategic combination of turn and profitability will truly be what separates the winners and the losers over the next few years, with so many changes related to new car supply, like the reverse supply and demand imbalance, incentives coming into the marketplace, valuations on used cars, EV inventory dynamics, negative equity rates, even the cost of advertising and consumer mind share driven by things totally unrelated to automotive, like the presidential election cycle. And so with so many factors at play outside of a dealer or OEM's control, besides expanding your sales market, I've heard you mention a few other advantages for dealers who focus on distance retailing. What are some of the other big advantages you're seeing dealers gain?
Yeah, you know, one of the ones that has been, it's probably one of the higher topics that I have conversations around, is really more profitable exit strategies for aged units. Dealers have been starting to use this distance retailing approach to do that. A couple years ago, it was much different. You could buy cars that started to age, you could take it back to the auction and get out, or even potentially make more money. Those opportunities just don't exist today. And, you know, there's potentially less buyers in the market. And so you have to think creatively of how you're going to have successful exit strategies. The second thing, Jade, is access to more trades. So as dealers are starting to expand their reach, one of the benefits that comes along that they aren't really thinking about out of the gates is the opportunity to acquire vehicles that they otherwise may not have seen. And again, this is a huge part of getting the right cars in their inventory. And so that's been huge for many dealers. The other thing is, you know, we talk a lot about like increased leads and sales opportunities, but it really is true. Distance retailing involves serious shoppers. They want a car that you have, right? So they're looking, they're ready. And, you know, in most cases, they're willing to pay more to get the car they want. So whether that's, you know, they're willing to pay more overall, they're willing to pay the shipping cost, many of those things, but they're looking for something specific and willing to go farther to get it. And so it's a really serious shopper. And then last, I would just call out like dealers that actually have a holistic distance retailing strategy. They think about it differently and they're considering both sides of the equation. And they understand that local buyers are already buying outside of their local market. And so those dealers have strategies in place to retain and capture service and fixed operations business from those consumers who bought outside of market. So it's really, not only is a strategy, but it's really a change in the way that they're thinking holistically to bring business into, you know, the store as a whole.
Yes, fixed ops is one of my favorite revenue streams, as you well know. There are so many reasons in today's environment that fixed operations needs to be a key focus. And, you know, I have heard so many dealers over the first few years that distance retailing was really taking off and becoming adopted saying, hey, we don't want to be involved in distance retailing because we don't have the opportunity to retain the service business. And what you just said is so spot on. Like we mentioned in the intro of this session, you are playing in a distance retailing environment, or your competition in your market and outside of your market is playing in that space, whether you are or not, which means there is this total addressable market for fixed operations that you've never had before, that there isn't anybody locally who sold the car who has the opportunity to draw them back in to their brand, to their organization, to have face time with a service advisor, or a concierge helping them through the service experience that then gives you a swing at bat to look at that trade, to attach them to you for the future, for the next purchase. And so it is a key and critical piece of the overall success of the business. And so let's talk for just a minute on the step-by-step of how a dealer would dip their toes into the water to try distance retailing. And then when they see it work, shift it to becoming a more firm part of their business, their overall marketing strategy, and the revenue drivers for their organization. And you know, I'm a big advocate of the test and iterate approach to anything and everything, especially when it comes to change management and influencing change within a dealership organization. You know, change is hard, and the staff and boots on the ground must see the value and feel like they are driving the change. Adoption of new ways of doing business cannot and will not happen in a dealership organization unless your champions, your leadership, and the ground level dealership staff are bought into it. We've seen that on so many fronts. So, you know, think about testing a few deals to target an extended radius if you're not currently doing this. Give a 30 to 45 day trial to measure how it changes or will change your business or incremental revenue growth. And so you're going to hear me talk a lot more in the coming months, Chrissy, about FIERCE measurement, F-I-E-R-C-E. It's my favorite acronym for this year and next year. Future focus, incrementality, efficiency and expense management, revenue streams, consumer experience, and e-commerce. And distance retailing actually fits and has a place in every one of those required areas of opportunity and, you know, required mastery, I believe, to excel and grow in 2024 and 2025, whether you're a dealer or an OEM or a lender or even a near endemic partner or a partner like Cox Automotive. You have to be thinking about all of those things. So start with a test. But Chrissy, what do you think about dealers taking a trial approach to get started in this area?
I think you're spot on your approach. Like, I don't think someone has to jump head first into it. I think there's several things that you can do to kind of baby step into it. Do you have a way for your consumers to do more of those transactions online? If not, that's probably a pretty good place to start to think about, like, how are you evolving your consumer experience? Knowing, you know, I shared earlier, the distance, right? Shoppers are searching a further distance. Like, these things are changing with or without you today. So you want it to be with you. So start providing the tools that the consumers are expecting as part of that journey. You know, the next thing then I would say is start small, right? Start by pushing out your sales territory. We talked a little bit earlier about Market Extension Essential on the Auto Trader side. That for us is, it's kind of that gateway product. It's really, it's a tool where you can customize, you can start small, you can grow within it, and kind of learn how to work with those customers. You know, you can even start with one BDC or Rockstar, got to get that word right today, Rockstar, a salesperson. But the most important thing is just providing the experience that the consumer expects. Meet them where they are and how they want to engage. And so as long as you're doing that versus, you know, the old school, I get somebody on a phone and my goal is to get them in the dealership, because you have to realize, again, even today, if you think you're not participating in distance retailing, consumer behaviors have changed and they're reaching from further away. So you really have to think about your processes and meeting the customers where they are. I mean, I think these are some really basic foundational things of areas that you can start to give some consideration to, you know, your digital retailing tools, your home delivery, what are you offering? Do you have one specific person? And then just start small. And then Jade, as you said, evaluate, adjust, expand. And I'm confident to say that as you start to do that, most dealers I work with are actually asking, how do I get more? How do I get more? How do I get more of that intelligent market extension that we piloted? How do I get more of this? Because the great thing is, Jade, is as we're advancing and launching more of these tools, they really are more intelligent and more data driven. And we're really helping our dealers become more efficient in the process as well.
Yes, you know, they can start and then they can iteratively take it to the next level after they've tested and measured those successes. And, you know, once they understand what works best and they have that excitement, some of the steps I recommend that our dealers make their plan around, and I'm serious, you know, get out a pen, type this in your notes on your smartphone if you're watching us today, document one action you can take to start moving forward. Maybe that's explore. Pick out a deal or two that your teams are currently working with leads from far away. Try it, test it, see what it looks like to take a small amount of inventory, put a virtual location marketing pin 100 miles from your location, and spend some money in that radius around that virtual pin. Give it a 30 to 45 day trial. See and measure how it changes your business. And only do it after the people who are going to be interacting with the consumers, who are putting those leads in and communicating with your shoppers, are as excited as you are about it. Give bonuses for the first successes. Make it a competition or a challenge. Compensate them well to make it worth their while to be excited about something that is new and a little bit scary. And, you know, that's where we're going to start seeing incrementality, testing and understanding what's going to work for your individual business as a dealer. And so, you know, there's so many angles to think about, like fun things that I've seen dealers do. You know, how do you participate in consumer airplane tickets and up bus from the airport, using dealer trade drivers to go pick up or deliver a courtesy car, or even a customer for that matter, if your insurance allows it, use Uber, negotiate deals with taxi or cab services, have a fancy concierge hotel accommodation deal for people who fly in to pick up their car, make it a vacation. You know, everybody's looking to get out these days, and it doesn't have to be heavy and hard. You know, kind of make it fun and unique and attractive and a sophisticated and exclusive experience, a unique consumer experience. And it's really something that the new forms and hybrids don't have the people or the dealership infrastructure to offer. So it's really a way for individual dealerships to differentiate, use what you've got, move into the future, and make it awesome. So I would love to wrap up this incredible conversation. So last question here, Chrissy, why do you think it's so important for auto dealers and really everyone in the industry to pay attention to additional revenue drivers this year and really every year coming up over the next decade?
I mean, we've touched on it a little bit, Jade, in our conversation, but, you know, dealers are really feeling the push market. You know, the last few years of record profits were incredible, but it's time to get back to the basics of selling while taking advantage of new consumer behaviors driving modern selling for dealers. And, you know, it's time to try new strategies. As Jade, you know, as you had mentioned, test and measure. It's time for us to, you know, meet the consumers where they are. We also have to really stop and look at how we're capturing new business and what you can do to get in front of new markets in new ways that will move your vehicles faster and with greater profit potential. I know that's a buzzword right now for all of our owners listening, is, you know, making sure they can hold on as much of that profit as possible.
Spot on, Chrissy. So now as we wrap up this amazing conversation, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing everything you did today to help dealers expand their reach as well as revenue opportunities that drive profitability at a time I know dealers are looking for new ways to grow their business and move inventory.
Yeah, thank you, Jade. I love sharing anything that can help our partners. Speaking of sharing, I do want to mention to those of you watching and listening to stay tuned for a new learning series coming out in June that Jade and I are both working on to really help address specific inventory challenges, especially for used. So we're going to cover some of what we're seeing work to move inventory more quickly. So please tune in.
That's right. And we will be sure when that's available to send the link to all of you that are Unjaded subscribers as soon as it's live. Well, I think that about wraps us up for today. I want to extend a huge thank you to Chrissy O'Hara for taking some time out of her busy schedule to be my guest. And a huge thank you to all of you for watching or listening to Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to sign up to be a subscriber to this series where you can be one of the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses by going to b2b.autotrader.com/unjadedfortheroadforward, as well as have access to incredible previous episodes on trends, hot topics, new ideas, and solutions to help us all have a more successful road forward. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for Unjaded Discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming up next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we're here to help you cut through the noise to drive real results. Results.